From Tidbits on January 13th, 2009, this is the audio edition of Top Mac Gear at Macworld Expo 2009, written by Tidbits staff. Evaluation software works well in this age of the internet, but we haven't yet figured out a way to download a free trial of a laptop case or webcam. It's probably for the best. Having a trial laptop case expire and disintegrate after 30 days could be troublesome. So until we have Star Trek-style replicators, Macworld Expo will remain an excellent place to examine all sorts of peripherals and accessories, even some that aren't yet available for sale. Greenest black cases. I'm always somewhat peeved when companies, including Apple, with their current San Francisco billboards crowing about the MacBook line, tout the environmental goodness of buying some new bit of gear. Sure, it might be better than a less green competitor, but more environmental yet would be to avoid buying something that requires new raw materials. Reduce, reuse, recycle. That's why I so appreciated the tough rubber laptop and iPhone cases from Tread. Not only do they consume little in the way of raw materials, but their manufacturer also actually removes waste material from the environment. In this case, inner tubes from South America, where they're still used for tires. Granted, the cases have a chunky, almost sticky feel from the hefty rubber, but they look well padded and durable, as though they would shrug off occasional rain with aplomb. Best rethinking of the webcam. Most Macs and Apple displays now have an EyeSight video camera built in, so whenever I see a separate webcam for the Mac, I always wonder what the point is. iPivo, a company I hadn't previously run into, was showing the $39.99 POV, point of view, USB camera, a pen-shaped webcam that's designed to show more than just your face in front of the Mac. Indeed, iPivo's Caroline Andriol puckishly claimed the impetus for the POV was the company's CEO wanting to see his 90-pound bulldog on video while traveling, but his 90-pound wife couldn't keep the dog from slobbering on the laptop. The company was also showing the Kaleido R7, a prototype of a wireless digital picture frame with great industrial design and connections to the Mac, to Flickr, and to RSS feeds. Keep an eye out for it in a few months. Standalone laptop battery charging returns. Once upon a time, companies made standalone chargers for Apple laptop batteries. Instead of swapping between batteries to charge them in the laptop, you could plug your spare into one of these devices and replenish the battery's power separately. For some reason, perhaps because each laptop has its own shape, those chargers disappeared, leaving travelers and other people who frequently use multiple batteries without an easy way to charge their batteries simultaneously. FastMac's $79.95 U-Charge brings back that capability in an ingenious way. Although Apple's batteries have changed shape over the years, they all share the same connector, so the U-Charge is a cable that plugs into just the pins on the battery. The charger also features a row of LED lights to indicate a battery's current power level. Better bookends. Bookends laptop docks have been around for a long time, extending a row of plugs into the various USB, Ethernet, and other ports along the laptop's sides and offering a set of rear-mounted jacks and back into which you can leave your USB devices, Ethernet cable, and monitor plugged. The idea is that it's easier to attach and detach the laptop from the bookends dock than to handle each cable individually. I tried the model designed for Apple's previous white and black MacBook line, but it was a relatively small device that required somewhat finicky alignment with the MacBook's ports. It ended up making the process more work than attaching a few cables, especially since the bookends can't pass power through to the dock due to Apple's stubborn reluctance to license the MagSafe technology. That said, the prototype of the bookends dock for the current aluminum MacBook impressed me. It features a platform on which the MacBook sits, and although you must still attach the part that contains the row of plugs manually, the alignment is easier and there's a lever in back that disconnects it quickly. It looks a lot like the model for the 15-inch MacBook Pro, in fact. Being a prototype, it had a slightly odd collection of ports in back, including Mini DisplayPort, DVI, and VGA, although I was told VGA might disappear in the finished product for space reasons. It also multiplied the MacBook's two USB ports to provide five USB ports on different sides of the dock. Hopefully, the new bookends dock will appear soon, since I'm trying to use this MacBook as my only Mac, and fiddling with six cables every time I take it off my desk is tiresome. Project your best image. Is the screen on your iPod or iPhone too small to really enjoy watching video? Or perhaps, do you aspire to set up a functional drive-in theater for your Matchbox collection? One recent technology trend is the Pico projector, a handheld device that projects video onto any surface. Typically, presentation projectors are large, heavy, expensive pieces of gear. Microvision was showing off a prototype of its Show WX projector, which measured barely larger than an iPhone, but outputs impressive video from an iPod Nano. Using lasers, it auto-focuses the image up to 100 inches wide. Microvision isn't yet selling the Show WX, which is itself a codename, but the device is expected to cost between $400 and $500 when it's released. Custom manufacturing comes out of age. The continuing fragmentation of popular culture continues apace, and the latest example I noticed is the customization of durable goods. Sure, we're used to being able to choose among numerous colors and styles when it comes to things like iPod cases, but Brenthaven and iFrogs have taken customization to a new level. Brenthaven's $129.95 Switch MB Messenger Bag features a flippable flap for which you can choose front and back designs from a wide selection on Brenthaven's website. At the show, they had artists creating unique designs that could be ordered and, after a quick pass for an industrial-looking sewing machine, picked up later. iFrogs couldn't do on-the-spot customization, but they were showing how customers could choose different colors, finishes, and designs for the five major pieces of their line of horribly named ear pollution headphones. As much as the name bugs me, oh, I know it's ironic and hip. The custom headphones look good. Unfortunately, I couldn't test the sound well on the show floor. Custom manufacturing isn't just an indulgence, since it enables companies to avoid guessing what customers might like when determining inventory levels. That's good business sense, and if it eliminates large orders from misconceived styles, also a nice way to avoid dumping unnecessary waste into the world. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and hope you enjoyed this quick spin through the Macworld booths of hardware gear.